Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving into a topic that's been buzzing in the financial world: Bitcoin and market sentiment. You know, it's fascinating how the emotions of investors can sway the price of Bitcoin, right? I mean, think about it. One tweet can send the price soaring or crashing down. It's like a roller coaster ride, and we're all strapped in. So, let's unpack this.
Yeah, that's wild. So, like, how exactly do people's feelings about Bitcoin affect its price? Is it really that direct?
Absolutely. It's all about understanding investor sentiment. When we talk about sentiment, we're really looking at whether the market is feeling optimistic or pessimistic. For instance, during periods of high volatility, if there's a surge in negative sentiment, like a lot of people tweeting about how Bitcoin is crashing, guess what? The price often drops. It's like a herd mentality. If everyone's scared, they sell, and that drives the price down.
That makes sense. So it's kind of like when everyone in a group decides to leave a party because they think it's lame, and suddenly it feels even lamer, right?
Exactly! That's a perfect analogy! And social media platforms like Twitter and Reddit are like the loudspeakers for these sentiments. They provide real-time insights into how investors are feeling. If you see a lot of positive chatter, it can indicate a potential price increase. It's like a wave of optimism washing over the market.
Wow. So it's like social media is the new stock market oracle. But what about those fear and greed indices you mentioned? How do they work?
Great question. The Fear and Greed Index is essentially a barometer for market sentiment. It aggregates various factors like volatility, market momentum, and social media trends to gauge whether investors are feeling fearful or greedy. For example, extreme fear can signal a potential market rebound. It's like when everyone's panicking, and you realize it might be a good time to buy.
So it's like when everyone's running away from a sale at a store, and you're like, wait, this is the best time to grab those shoes.
Exactly. You've got it. And then there's the regulatory aspect. Regulatory developments can really shake up investor sentiment. If there's news about stricter regulations, it can create anxiety among investors. But on the flip side, positive regulatory news can boost confidence.
Oh, wow. So, like, if the government suddenly says, hey, we're cool with Bitcoin, that could make people feel more secure about investing?
Precisely. Take El Salvador, for instance. They embraced Bitcoin as legal tender, which sent a wave of optimism through the market. But then you have countries like China, which have taken a hardline approach, and that creates fear. It's a balancing act between regulation and innovation.
That's really interesting. So it's like a tug of war between keeping things safe and letting people have fun with their investments.
Exactly. And as we move forward, future regulations will likely focus on transparency and protecting consumer interests. It's all about finding that sweet spot where innovation can thrive without putting investors at risk.
Wow, I never thought about it that way. So it's not just about the numbers, it's about the feelings and the rules around it too.
You got it! Understanding market sentiment, regulatory impacts, and those psychological factors is crucial for navigating the wild world of cryptocurrencies, especially with Bitcoin's price volatility.
This is so cool. I feel like I need to keep an eye on my Twitter feed now.